This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Philadelphia, where a suspect has been arraigned in one of several mass shootings over the holiday weekend. Correspondent Jim Crisula reports.
40-year-old Kim Brady Carriker was charged with 5 counts of murder after surrendering to police. Brianna Burnett's boyfriend was among those fatally shot.
He has so much going for himself. He didn't deserve anything. To get his life cut short like this, that's not fair. And he didn't do anything at all to deserve this.
2 children were wounded. A growing number of shark attacks has swimmers on high alert at some of the country's most popular beaches. CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Despite what would seem like an uptick in encounters over the past few days, shark attacks on humans are highly unlikely, says shark researcher Gavin Naylor.
You're about 200 times more likely to drown than you are to be bitten by a shark.
But there are things you can do to avoid an encounter.
Never swim alone. You shouldn't swim too far offshore. You shouldn't swim where there are schooling fishes.
Extreme heat and heavy rain are making it difficult for many holiday travelers to get back home. Here's CBS's Jared Hill.
Cancellations and delays piled up at Denver International Airport, where LaVon Fitzgerald spent the holiday.
I'm celebrating my 60th birthday tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And I just hope there's not any more delays.
On the roads, AAA is expecting more than 43 million drivers during the holiday week. Gas prices are nearly $1.30 less a gallon on average than July 4th of last year.
UPS drivers are a step closer to a possible strike after more than 2 months of negotiations. Talks between the company and the Teamsters Union ended this morning with no deal. Dylan Strait is a driver in Des Moines.
Corporate America just wants to keep making more and more money. It's just we're all here to get a little piece of the pie.
Unions threatened to strike August 1st. Still no word on how that bag with cocaine in it wound up inside 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Correspondent Skylar Henry has details from Washington.
The Secret Service issued a statement saying the item was sent for further evaluation, and they are investigating the cause and manner of how it entered the White House. The Secret Service will lead a full review, which will include consulting cameras and entrance logs.
Was found near a guest entrance in the West Wing. A member of the Central Park Five is a step closer to winning a seat on the New York City Council after winning the Democratic primary. Yusuf Salam was 15 years old when he and 4 other young men were wrongly convicted of brutally raping a jogger in the park. Dow down 131. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
We're going abroad for the first time.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. One man is injured and 4 men are arrested after a target shooting incident near Elroy Sunday night. The Monroe County Sheriff's Department says a man was shot in the leg and the bullet came from next door. Deputies found 4 people were target shooting without a proper backstop. That allowed stray bullets to travel across a highway and as far as 10 football fields away. The 4 men target shooting each faced 7 felony counts of recklessly endangering safety. Part of the intersection of Skeels Avenue and Mall Drive in Eau Claire is closed today. You should be ready for lane restrictions on the westbound north lane of Skeels Avenue and Mall Drive north of Skeels. Crews are also working on an alley in downtown Eau Claire. It's east of Barstow Street from Main Street to Grand Avenue. The project should be done by the 21st. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know it. You're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening to Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, the incredible Mr. Aaron Zomers. Great to have you on the board, Mr. Zomers. And it is Wednesday, hump day, July 5th, 2023. Welcome into a Wednesday edition, the day after the 4th of July, July 5th. Mr. Zomers is truly incredible because not only is he still here doing our show this afternoon, he started out early this morning with, our first guest in his Wednesday crossover, the host of Up North News every day, Monday through Friday from 6 until 8, and happened to be a birthday boy a couple of days ago. We celebrated on his show earlier, Pat Kreitlow. Welcome in. How you feeling, sir?
I'm feeling good up here. Thank you again for being part of the surprise. Yeah. Hopefully the late fireworks you have down by you, courtesy of Mother Nature, aren't more than what they dished out last night. You know, we had a little bit of thunder and lightning in the afternoon yesterday, but still managed to get in most of our fireworks.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you segueing into that. Just for our listeners I know we're across the state, but for those listening in southeastern Dane County, so that's kind of Madison, down towards Stoughton in that area, and then up towards Columbus in that area, there are some severe thunderstorm warnings out right now, set to expire at 1:30 this afternoon. So if you are listening to us on WMDX here in Madison or perhaps WISS in Oshkosh, be aware that there are some severe weather reports of, I believe, up to quarter-size hail in Fitchburg, just southeast of Madison or southwest of Madison, and headed towards the east at this time. So if you are in the WMDX Madison area right now, over to Columbia County, so southeast Dane over to Columbia, be aware, severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 1:30 this afternoon. Pat, we could use the rain, but not the hail.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what everybody's hoping for, is you just minimal to no hail and keep the rain coming at a pace that doesn't do flash floods and isn't too little too late. You know, there are a lot of farmers hoping that we can Goldilocks this thing throughout right. The coming couple of weeks.
It's going to be tough. Speaking of tough, other breaking news besides the weather at this hour, Pat, in the last hour or 45 minutes or so, Governor Tony Evers has announced that he has signed now the budget that was sent to him by the Republican legislature, the state budget. However, there are 51 partial vetoes, as you well know, being a former legislator. The governor of Wisconsin has one of the most liberal veto pens in the country, made some significant vetoes with his pen. I know you've been following this, Pat. You've been retweeting it on Up North News. Give us a couple of highlights, if you'd be so kind.
I would think that the biggest highlight, other than him signing it after a coalition of 15 different groups all but begged him to veto it,
right.
But what he did with the partial veto, because it is such a complex tool so unique to Wisconsin, is that he took that tax cut that Republicans want, that was overwhelmingly geared toward the super rich, and he nixed that. Right. And so there will still be tax cuts, but instead of giving away like half of the surplus, like $3.5 billion, it's about $800 million now in tax cuts, not so much geared toward the top two brackets, which is why the governor said in his message that he gave this basically an incomplete grade and urged the legislature to come back in. He said, now, look, there's going to be extra money here. Let's do something about child care. Let's do something about, you know, Medicaid or the worker shortage or what have you. Now, there's no guarantee Republicans will do that at all. I would say they won't, you know, at all. But maybe if education and child care advocates continue to put pressure on Republicans, that could happen. Other minor, or I should say not minor, but, you know, lesser things compared to that is through a partial veto, he retained or protected 188 different DEI positions throughout the UW system that Republicans wanted to cut. It still includes the $32 million cut that Republicans wanted, but yeah. The jobs themselves are protected for the UW in case they, you know, want to do that. Let's see. There's also, again, through the interesting use of the veto, there's now a per pupil increase. You know, state aid comes on a per pupil basis. There's now going to be a $325 per pupil increase for schools every year for the next 402 years.
Mm-hmm. 402.
And again, 402 from now till the year 2425, there is at least a $325 per pupil increase because of the way he can use the partial veto in the bill.
For a second, I thought I fell asleep and was having a fever dream.
No. It's very true. And one last thing. Again, they killed the child care counts program, Republicans did. And their response, instead of $340 million in grants, was, well, we'll put $15 million into a revolving loan fund. Well, Evers was able to strike revolving loan fund, and now it's $15 million in grants to make child care more affordable. Not $340 million, but at least you could salvage $15 million of it.
Pat, I know you got family in town. If you can give us maybe five more minutes on the other side of this break, because you had a great, sure, yeah. you have a great program every morning, but you had a really great guest this morning. And I want you to kind of pick up on what some of your guests this morning said in regards to public education, because this is something we've kind of talked about on our show. I think it's so important for people to understand that although, yes, there are historical increases or money in public education, there are still a lot of districts in this budget, Pat, where it's going to be incumbent on the local school board to either cut things like high school sports or raise taxes locally.
Yeah, we had a really nice discussion with a woman who is brand new to the Bristol School Board in Kenosha County. And she was able to talk about, you know, the things that motivated her watching what Republicans had been doing. And she said the more she learned about the school funding system, the more she realized how skewed it was, you know, basically harmful toward public schools, because you have a Republican controlled legislature for a dozen years now, openly hostile to public schools, siphoning money away from public schools to go to private, quite often religious schools that can discriminate, that don't have any better educational track record.
More on the other side. Stay with us, Pat Kreitler, on the other side, Todd Allbull Show on Civic Media.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbush Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Tallahassee Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now 1:15 across the state of Wisconsin on a Wednesday, July 5th, 2023, along with our producer and engineer, the incredible Mr. Aaron Zommers. We have our friend Pat Kreitlow and colleague from Up North News every morning, 6 until 8 a.m. with us, staying past the break. We appreciate that. And as per usual, on a Wednesday, our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Trigvi Olson, senior strategist and advisor to the Lincoln Project, Wisconsin native and Green Bay Packer owner. Gentlemen, before we get into our weekly discussion, want to update our listeners in the Madison area and also kind of towards the Fox Valley area. A couple of severe thunderstorm warnings to report to you on WMDX here in Madison, just south of Madison. I have a severe thunderstorm warning that is set to go until, well, that was just about to expire now, but there's also one over towards Watertown, the east of Madison, east of Sun Prairie. That one going to 145. High winds and hail expected with these storms. Some of the places, Oconomowoc, maybe in the way of that storm, Beaver Dam, West Bend, and ultimately Fond du Lac. If you're in those areas, just be aware severe thunderstorms are headed your way. According to our staff meteorologist, Corey Hartman, some power lines are also down right now in the Stoughton area. So if you're in Stoughton here in Dane County, be aware that driving conditions may be hazardous and be aware of things on the roadway. So as we said before, need the rain, don't need all the severe weather, but be aware if you're in the Dane County and Columbia County area at this hour. Before the break, Pat Kreitlow, talking about your show this morning, great guests on public education. And I want to make this clear, and Trigvi, hop in anywhere you want. But Pat had this great guest this morning talking about, although the budget that Tony Evers signed about an hour ago includes increases for public education, there is a lot of places, like out in my neck of the woods from southwest Wisconsin, Ithaca, Kickapoo, Weston, who are going to see perhaps close to $500,000 shortfalls moving forward. And the choice is going to have to be either cut things like your high school sports, or the voters are going to have to approve higher tax increases, Pat.
And the woman that I was talking to before I lost track of time there, who's on the Bristol School Board, she noted that one of the first things she learned was how the school board members are set up to be the bad guys, you know, and that they're the ones that have to ask, even though it's the legislature that is really tying their hands, which is really, you know, siphoning, you know, money off the top of their budget to send to these other schools that aren't nearly as accountable or transparent. So you understand why so many people really wanted Evers to lay down a marker this time and say, look, you know, yeah, there's some good things in there, but we want you to go big. We want you to force this. Well, I was part of a legislature that tried to do the same thing in 2007 when Democrats had the Senate, the Republicans controlled the Assembly, and a certain faction of the Senate Democratic Caucus wanted to force the issue and push through this plan that had been designed called Healthy Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. The Republicans held firm, said, no, we're not taking on any kind of health care reform. At first, most Democrats were like, fine, let's have that fight. Mm-hmm. By November, everybody had pretty much, you know, it was a war of attrition, and Healthy Wisconsin did not go through, but other, you know, agreements were made. And so I understand the weariness of why people wouldn't want to start another veto, long drawn out budget fight. But, you know, I do feel for them because once again, they're watching a Democratic governor sign a budget that is woefully inadequate. But as long as you've got a legislature controlled, you know, through gerrymandering, I don't know that there's much more the governor can do.
Trigvi Olson, you grew up in the River Falls area, went to school in Eau Claire. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it. Western Wisconsin, Northern Wisconsin is going to be vital to whoever the candidates are in 2024. Why is it the Republicans just, I mean, I was talking to my former boss this morning. And why are Republican legislators in rural areas seemingly committing political suicide by forcing their own residents to raise taxes on themselves when Pat and I talked about this before we came on the air. Guy, you know, Bob Lang, who should have a statue up in the state, the director of the Fiscal Bureau. I mean, we're going to try to get the numbers from him, but ultimately, there's still going to be millions, if not billions, in a state surplus, but yet we're forcing rural folks in Wisconsin to raise taxes on themselves to have a football team.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. So I don't know about Pat's friend who's on the school board. I have a really good friend who's on the River Falls school board. And while I was back, he was explaining to me River Falls and Hudson, right, have become suburban Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't true in 1993. And everything is set based off of 1993. And so you have a disparity between Hudson and River Falls, which have both become suburbia, that the River Falls School Board's hands are tied by the state of Wisconsin. On top of that, but from a political standpoint, what I will say is, you know, he's your basic Chamber of Commerce Republican who's just getting fed up with this. Mm-hmm. What I think has to happen is, you know, the Republicans who are on the school boards who are having to get stuck being the ones raising taxes mm-hmm. need to rise up and say enough is enough and start educating the taxpayers who are Republicans that the narrative that it's Democrats who are sticking you with these tax increases and that it's somehow the state legislators, the Republican state legislators who are trying to stop it, that's balderdash, because it really, really is. They're just mm-hmm. passing the buck.
I mean, isn't the narrative from Republicans, guys, to agree or disagree? I mean, Voss and these people are going to say, oh, we put in record amounts of money into public education, and if they can't watch their budgets enough.
We've been doing this for forever. It goes back to Newt Gingrich right? saying, you got more money than last year, and right. us having to explain how inflation works, right. that they get the talking point of, we gave you more money than ever, record amount of money. Yeah, if it's a dollar more, it's a record amount of money, you know? Mm. But if inflation's more than a dollar, spoiler alert, it is, you didn't give them more money. You cut them even further, and this now marks what they say, the 16th budget cycle or 16th year that mm-hmm. that school district spending or state aid from the state to the school districts hasn't kept up with inflation, which means that a graduate this year, class of 2023, their entire young years, educational formative years have been watching Republicans cut compared to inflation what they invest in them, do nothing in terms of the scourge of gun violence that's plaguing, and then see a cut to the UW system. Mm. Why wouldn't they get a message that says, let's go see what's in Minnesota or Illinois or everyplace else? And then you've got Voss and Scott Walker and others, you know, putting up sarcastic tweets about, oh, nobody wants to go to Illinois. Like, look at the numbers. Look what you're doing. You're killing the next generation, and you won't even invest in affordable child care. The least you could do to help address this labor shortage. They're sending all the wrong signals yet again.
Trigvi?
Yeah, I mean, Pat's going to set me off about Scott Walker again. The thing. Honestly, if he, the whole woke den of indoctrination line that he keeps talking about at UW is just ridiculous. He sent his own kid there. In fact, if you get a Christmas card from Scott Walker, you see how proud he is that his kid graduated from the UW. And that might be some kind of Freudian thing that he's got going on, but about his kid graduating. But the bottom line is what they're doing. Here's the thing that people need to think about. They need to watch what they're actually doing themselves with their lives versus what they're saying, because it doesn't match up. And therein lies the cognitive dissonance. I think it's good that Evers, he shouldn't be afraid to remind people that using, and Republicans in particular, that aggressively using a line item veto, the precedent was set by Tommy Thompson,
who
made the state, some of us would argue, better in many ways by using it.
And he had the Vanna White
political fights about stuff that mattered.
And he had the Vanna White veto. You know, he could literally veto letters to create new words and new legislation.
But you know what he did with that? It was less about the policy. It was about building narratives. He sat on the deck of my parents' house going on and on about, I rewrote the laws. It wasn't about what the laws actually said. It was about the narrative that he could build, that he was standing up for people.
Before that, Pat.
And Evers needs to do that. He needs to get out around the state. He should be on Green Bay television tonight and Wausau tomorrow and Superior and anywhere and everywhere. Quite frankly, he should be on Civic Media.
Yes, he really should. I can think of two shows right off the top where he ought to show up this week and not just hit it once or twice, right, but again and again and again and again, because we all know here that's how political messaging works. It's not till the 10th, 12th time when you're sick of saying it that a few people are hearing it. You can't call a special session. They gavel in, they gavel out, and then let it drop. You've got to come at this over and over again. And if you don't have a billionaire backing that messaging, then you hit the road and you do it yourself.
It needs to be wrapped in a narrative. Really simple.
Yes.
I am standing up for property taxpayers across the Wisconsin and the kids so that they can have the kind of education that they deserve. And, oh, by the way, we need them to stay in state.
Before I let Pat Kreitler go and trigger me to continue on with this as per usual on a Wednesday, but I want both your reactions to this. Last week, some people may have missed it with the holiday, Wisconsin Election Committee Administrator Megan Wolf, essentially her nomination was pulled from committee, for lack of a better term, through some creative and some would argue illegal procedures in the state Senate last week. Now they're wanting to bring it forward to essentially vote it down, even though the same strategy of staying in office after your term expired benefited Republicans, and the conservative Supreme Court of Wisconsin said so with Fred Prynne. Here's the question to both of you. My feeling is the new strategy by mega conservatives or hardline Republicans, Republican leadership, is now to go after the institution of elections themselves, moving into 2024. Pat, what say you?
That'll be one narrative of it, but I'll tell you the narrative that I think will work more successfully, and I don't know the dollar amount off the top of my head, but how many times have Republicans forced taxpayers to use private attorneys because of lawsuits that they got, that they got dragged into, that they caused? If they try to illegally replace Megan Wolf as the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, that's going to be yet another lawsuit. It's going to be yet more taxpayer money on top of what Gableman wasted in his fake election probe. At some point, those dollars have to be added up and used as a club and help people, again, understand that much like the voucher money, these guys got no problem spending your money. They love to talk about fiscal conservatism, but they're happy to waste your money over and over and over again. And trying to illegally replace somebody like Megan Wolf is only the latest instance.
Trigvy, 45 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the attacks on the institutions and the politicians who know better that are doing it, because they're afraid of their base, because they haven't been speaking the truth to their base, that Donald Trump lost because of an undervote in the state of Wisconsin. A whole lot of people didn't vote for him, and a whole lot of Republicans crossed over. Same reason Tim Michaels did. But they don't want to admit that because they're afraid to speak the truth, because for them, being in office is more important than actually standing up for democracy.
And an undervote hurts. It does, because we've lived it with on our side of the fence with Hillary Clinton, that many people stayed home and led to some of the abhorrent things that have come out of the U.S. Supreme Court lately.
Or voted for Jill Stein.
Yeah. But you have to at some point just own that and move on and stop trying to use that as an excuse to lie about your level of support. Hillary Clinton did not have that level of support. So get a better message, get a different candidate, and move on rather than attacking the integrity of our already good and solid elections.
Start every morning 6 until 8 on the Civic Media Radio Network with a cup of Joe and a cup of Pat. That's Pat Kreitler every morning. We appreciate you, my friend. Have a great day up there at Lake Wissota and a belated happy birthday.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
Back with Trigvy after this on the other side of the break. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
CBS News Brief. The 40-year-old suspect in that mass shooting in Philadelphia has been arraigned on 5 counts of murder as well as other charges, including aggravated assault. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw.
These acts were done knowingly and intentionally.
At the White House, the Secret Service is investigating the discovery of a bag of cocaine. The president and his family were out of town at the time. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
The bag of powder was found in a work area of the West Wing, accessible by many people, including staff and visitors.
There are worries across Long Island beaches after several shark attacks, including two off of Fire Island in the last few days. WCBS TV's Chanel Call.
Officials have now increased drone patrols over Long Island state beaches.
Also, lifeguards saw a school of about 50 sand sharks feeding on bait fish. Swimming isn't authorized and folk are staying out of the water. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keys.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. A judge will decide sometime this month whether the teenager charged with killing Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls last year will stay in juvenile detention for his hearing next month. The purpose of that hearing is to decide if the case stays in juvenile court or moves to adult court. The suspect turned 15 in March. An Eau Claire man will be arraigned in federal court next week. Prosecutors say Matthew Onofrio defrauded multiple banks. Onofrio allegedly wired money from his company into investors' accounts. That inflated their assets when they applied for loans. Once the financing was secured, federal prosecutors say the money was wired back to Onofrio. Prosecutors also say Onofrio lent money to investors to help them close real estate deals, but the loans were not disclosed to the banks that financed them. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment, coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now 1:33. It is Wednesday, July 5th, 2023, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. As per usual, on a Wednesday, Wisconsin native, Wisconsin Green Bay Packer owner, and for these purposes, importantly, political strategist now with the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson. Trigvi, thanks so much, as always, for taking Wednesday with us. New Marquette Law School poll out. We've had him on our show here with you a couple of different times. Yep. Professor Charles Franklin, great guy. I think it's one of the most legitimate and well-respected polling firms in the country right now. Marquette Law School poll last week came out showing Ron Puddin' Fingers DeSantis. And I'm not a big name caller, but I just think that Puddin' Fingers is important that people understand the man eats like a Neanderthal. Not just pudding, but like mashed potatoes and spaghetti. I mean, so Ron Puddin' Fingers DeSantis is up on Trump in Wisconsin as we speak today, according to the Marquette Law School poll.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, actually, about that, given sort of the nature of the Wisconsin Republican Party and the two pieces of it and how the, you know, so Ted Cruz won Wisconsin. Wisconsin has a set of, part of the Republican Party is very pragmatic when it comes to their choices on this kind of stuff. And then part of it is pretty much out there MAGA crazy. Right. And it is true that unlike Michigan, for example, or Arizona, and I end up getting to all these places for points of comparison, in those states, the crazy has completely taken over. Mm-hmm. In Wisconsin, you still have, you know, apparatchiks of the establishment like Brian Schimming, who pay lip service, or I would put Robin Voss in this category, end up appeasing that wing. Mm-hmm. But they still really deep down opine for the good old days of when, you know, Tommy was governor,
right?
Maybe some of them, Scott Walker, although God knows why.
Right. And to your point, both of us being former Republicans, both have gone to countless number of Republican state conventions. And we saw this in our day, right?
I mean, when we were allowed to go.
Well, yes, we're not allowed to go anymore. They don't want us there. And all we want to do is say hi. We're just, you know, a couple of chills.
You're right.
But we used to see this kind of the quote unquote crazies. There'd be a half a dozen of them, and they'd come to the, you know, women's prayer breakfast on Sunday, and people were kind of polite to them and kind of laugh behind their back. But now it seems like the party in Wisconsin is taken over by these people. And to your point, mm-hmm. there are people like Brian Schimming and others who know better, who know that's not real Republicanism. And yet, rather than speaking out, they just appease them. And I just don't get it, other than do you think they know that their ideas can't connect with 50% plus one of the voters in the general election? And so they need these crazies to have a chance with the base. What is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the base, the radicalized base, we just released a big survey at the Lincoln Democracy Institute on political extremism and radicalization. I mean, the number of political extremists is, you know, a majority of Republican primary voters fit the psychological definition of political extremists. Now, there's a lot of them on the left, too. But within the Republican Party, you have this radicalized segment that's, you know, 25-26%. So DeSantis being up doesn't surprise me, because here's sort of what I think DeSantis is trying to do. He's dumping out the rhetoric of, and, you know, for example, his ad, which I think we're going to talk about in a minute. But then behind the scenes, he's saying to donors, well, you know, I was always with Paul Ryan on stuff when I was in Congress, blah, blah, blah. In a state like Wisconsin, you know, DeSantis and Trump, I can see that being pretty head to head. But the truth of the matter is,
standby, Trigby. I think you froze just for a second there. It's the gremlins. I think it's the Republican gremlins don't want us to talk to each other.
Seems that way.
Trigby is literally frozen in time right now on my screen. It's like a sci-fi episode or something right now. we'll reestablish contact with Trigby in just a second. But yes, to Trigby's point that, you know, the DeSantis team is trying to get this rhetoric out there. Of course, Ron DeSantis, I believe it was in Wausau that he was at a Lincoln Day dinner, had, you know, several hundred, I believe, at least a couple of hundred attendees, 250, 300 people there. And the fact that he's been on the ground. Right. He's been on the ground in Wisconsin. I don't know that Trump has really done a lot of rallies as of late to be on the ground here. And I think that Wisconsinites to a large degree and to like their can't like to vote for someone who they've seen, who they've shaken their hand. That's just the matter. It doesn't matter, especially when it comes to a national candidate. Generally speaking, both Republican and Democratic, the candidate who spends time on the ground in Wisconsin does the best. So we shall see on that. We're waiting for, power went out Trigby's place, he says. Back on in a second. So we're waiting. See, hopefully nothing, might be the storms. By the way, for those of you that those who live in Dane County, southeastern Dane County, Columbia County, be aware that we are under a severe thunderstorm warning, at least now for the Columbia area. If you listen to us at WMDX Radio here, just kind of refreshing my app with the severe thunderstorm warnings on it here. I have that up in just a second. But if you listen to us on those platforms in Madison, be aware there are some severe thunderstorms too in the Watertown area. I think that was going to 145 this afternoon. I'm just going to double check it here. Yes. So right now there is a severe thunderstorm warning for the Watertown area. That now going until 2 p.m. So if you're in the Horicon area, if you're in the Hartford area, these storms will be tracking near you just south of Beaver Dam right now. But Watertown, Horicon, Hartford, even West Bend, be prepared that you have a severe thunderstorm warning headed towards you at this hour. As we said, need the rain, certainly, but do not need all of the severe storms.
Yeah, and, park in your garage if you've got one.
Right? Yeah, always a good thing. Again, love to hear from you at this hour. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. If you'd like to weigh in, waiting for Trigby to get back, 844-967-2789. What do you make of this whole thing of Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump, and DeSantis beating up on Trump right now? What are your thoughts on that? 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on a Wednesday afternoon here on this 5th of July. When Trigby rejoins us, we're going to play an ad for you. And this ad was retweeted by the DeSantis campaign themselves, also a PAC, a political action committee that supports him, apparently came up with this ad. In all my years in politics, over 30 years, I've never seen an ad quite like this. And we're going to play it for you in a few minutes. And Mr. Zomers, you saw it, and your first reaction was what?
Oh, well, my immediate reaction was to text Todd and be like, where did you find this? This doesn't look real.
Right?
It looks like a bad meme. Yeah. It has a lot of meme images in it, such as you may have seen. There will be, let's just say, hot dogs and hamburgers. There'll be two things, and it'll say the average hot dog fan and the average hamburger enjoyer. And on hot dog fan, it'll have this picture that's all blurred out of some guy screaming. And the other side is this... like black and white photo of a like super edited jacked dude with this enormous jawline and a like perfectly
right
like
very buff guy.
Yes.
So what the ad is meant for is targeted towards the mega extremists and the worst of our society, because it's an anti-gay, anti-trans ad. And so it starts out with Donald Trump from the 2016 Republican convention saying that he pledged at the time from the podium at the convention to support LGBTQ plus rights. And so DeSantis in this ad shows that clip in a negative way. In other words, how dare Donald Trump say this? And then it moves through with all these, am I too far in saying this, Mr. Zomers? I would say homoerotic images. Of you know, basically just, I mean, it's weird for a guy who's trying to, you know, as a gay man myself, usually it's the guys who, you know, really are go out of their way to make sure that you know they're straight, quote unquote, they're hiding something.
Yeah, that's
I mean, that's pretty much it.
That's part of that meme, is that right? they're very like sculpted men in a very right. particular way.
Yes. And DeSantis shows this in this ad. Because what he's trying to do is say, I'll be even more anti-gay, more anti-trans, more masculine, more straight than Donald Trump.
Yeah, and it's next to a bunch of pictures of him with laser eyes and a bunch of headlines of, like, Ron DeSantis is destroying trans people.
Yeah, I mean, he has said this, right? I mean, Ron DeSantis wants the quote-unquote extinction of trans people. I in 30 years in politics plus, I've never heard a candidate for national office use the word extinction.
Calling for genocide is pretty serious.
Right? I mean, even David Duke, for those of you who might be too young to remember, David Duke, I believe from Louisiana, former KKK head or leader, ran for office Republican in the 90s. Even David Duke never called for the extinction of anyone, at least not directly, right? As one person who commented said, they've just taken the masks off. They're not even pretending anymore. What do you think of that kind of extremism? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789 will make it easy for you. 844-96-PARTY. That's P-A-R-T-Y. And add the calls for the extinction of human beings. I've never seen it. Gonna wait and see if we can trigger you back before we play it for you. Let you listen to it. Decide for yourself. But I've never seen anything like it.
And can you hear me?
Yeah, there he is. He's back, just like
Magic. I'm back. Sorry, we got thunderstorms going through, and
apparently they reach all the way from Watertown to D.C.
Apparently so. I don't know. All of a sudden, man, my world went dark.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I appreciate you making the effort to get back with us. While you were gone, we were just talking a little bit about the poll a little bit more, but also transitioned in, and I mentioned this ad. I kind of set it up a little bit, this DeSantis ad. And again, this Trigvy was originally put up by this DeSantis PAC. Am I correct in saying that? And then retweeted by his war room. So correct. Mr. Zommers, you have it queued up. And folks, I'm sorry to make you listen to this, but I want to make sure that you know what's out there. Let's hear what this goofy ad says.
I will do everything in my power to protect our LGBTQ citizens.
But Caitlyn Jenner were to walk into Trump Tower and want to use the bathroom, you would be fine with her using any bathroom she chooses.
That is correct.
In the future, can transgender women compete in this universe?
Yes.
Make America great again.
All right, stop it right there, Mr. Zommers. Stop right there. So the setup was, because you can't see it obviously on the radio, is you have these clips from Trump in different interviews where he allegedly, or not allegedly, he did say it, he basically is supporting LGBTQ people. He didn't actually do that once he was in office, but they're showing this in a negative light. Okay, here comes Puddin' Fingers. Go ahead.
Psych!
All kinds of male homoerotic images right now. Greasy Turkish men, buff men, laser eyes, weird headlines going on right now.
I can't
European.
Think of anything more horrifying.
Yes. It really has shut down drag.
Just produced some of the harshest, most draconian laws that literally threaten trans existence.
Congratulations, Ron DeSantis. Mission accomplished. You win.
More homoerotic images. This sounds like a club at Boys Town, by the way.
It sounds like an underground club in Bulgaria or a taxi cab in Romania.
And we said this before you came back, Trevi. I mean, they use the word, and correct me if I'm wrong, they're using the word extinction now. When it comes to trans people in the United States of America, the DeSantis campaign using the term extinction. I said, not even David Duke, the former KKK leader Republican, never even used the word extinction.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. This is a really slippery slope, right? Regardless of what your opinion is on issues.
I'm going to stop you right there for a second because we've got to break him out. I don't want to interrupt your train of thought. So hold that. We're going to get Trigvy's reaction after this. Stay with us. This is not Boys Club Dance Party. This is the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock across the state of Wisconsin. As per usual on a Wednesday, Mr. Trigby Olson, Senior Advisor at the Lincoln Project, Wisconsin native and Packers owner, joins us. Despite the thunderstorms, nothing will keep him from being on our show. We appreciate that. Before the break, we played you this atrocious Ron DeSantis ad. Trigby, in all my years in politics, I've never seen anything like that, where he's literally going after trans people's existence.
Yeah, I mean, it's demonization. It's classic demonization. It's classic, which is demonization is part of the cycle of political extremism, and demonization gets used to demonize other groups, to create others, to target politically extreme people at, you know, their fears, right? I mean, the truth of the matter is, I think there's an element on the right. Somebody was saying this to me today, and I think it's really sage, that was really unhappy, just as there was an element of the right that was unhappy about Roe versus Wade. Mm-hmm. There's an element of the right that never really fully accepted the marriage equality decision, mm-hmm. and they are now out to try and make people as afraid as possible of trans people, of the LGBT community. But they're trying to do it in a way that if you just go to most Republicans, mm-hmm. most Americans, and try and demonize gay people, it doesn't work, because right. just about everybody in America, probably everyone in America, knows someone who is gay. They have family who are part of that community. They have friends who are part of that community. And in some cases, they've seen how in the years when we tried to stifle it and force people to deny who they are, it created all kinds of problems for people that they love and care about, right? And so what they're trying to do is take a sliver of that. So it's pedophiles, it's trans people, and mark my words, they're going to try and take that and apply a much greater segment of the population. And I'll be honest, you know where I've seen this stuff?
Where?
I've seen this stuff done by people like Vladimir Putin. There are no gay people in Russia.
Right.
Alexander Lukashenko. All the opposition is homosexual advocates.
Yep.
Because they're part of the gay community. That's what he says. It's just the worst.
It's right out of the authoritarian fascist playbook, quite frankly. And for those that might not have ever been in a proper gender neutral bathroom, because there's a couple of places in Madison. Here, let me explain it to you. Ever been to a country music fest in northern Wisconsin or western Wisconsin, and you go and there's a big line of stalls, or they're like in a horseshoe shape out in the field? And then you wait your turn, you go in the stall, you lock it, you use it, and you come out. And then there's a common sink where you all wash your hand. Guess what? Those are gender neutral bathrooms. Right? That's what it is.
Yeah, I can definitely say experience I've had in a gender neutral bathroom has been that I go in and I use the bathroom and I leave.
Right.
I go in, I use the bathroom, I wash my hands.
Okay, very good.
I note the other people who didn't wash their hands and make sure not to go near them, and then I leave.
Right. It's ridiculous. We'll talk more on that later.
It is. And it's such an attempt because they know they're losing. You know,
exactly.
It's sort of like
exactly.
Race. My kids are completely blind to race. They just are. They mm-hmm. don't see people that way. And that is how America is becoming as it relates to LGBT issues. And so what are they left with? Trying to create fear. And mm-hmm. the truth of the matter is, I can't think for the life of me, of the name of the rock venue that's just north of Milwaukee, where I used to go see bands occasionally, like Motley Crue. But I'll tell you what the gender neutral bathroom was there. It was the woods out behind the the entrance. Yeah. No one seemed to complain about that.
Right? Yeah, it's ridiculous.
We just got another text from somebody from Milwaukee, the same person who asked another question that we will have to get to at some point soon. That they're using... I'm going to clean it up for radio a little bit. The gay trans community is like 10% of the population. If you don't want to have sex with a man, then don't. It's that simple.
I guess that's true. And, you know, I mean, as a gay man myself, I mean, no one's out to get you or to convert you. I mean, it's tough enough the way it is. Why would you want to make it, you know, any harder on yourselves if you're a gay person? Most gay and trans people just want to live a normal, quiet life and want to go watch the Badgers or the Packers and eat ice cream and shop. That's pretty much, you know, there's no agenda out there.
No, and you know, the truth of the matter is that in the 1950s or 50s, that people want to go back to this idyllic life. Oh, there were no gay people then.
Right.
Of course there were gay people then. And went back. But the other thing is that because they weren't able to be out living their truth, you ended up with it just, we're going to hide anything bad that happens. And that was true far more, you know, I think about something that happened where I grew up with a male teacher and female students. Mm-hmm. And it just got brushed under the rug.
Right.
Like the reality is today we're far better off when people can be open and live their truths, and people who do bad things, whether they're heterosexual, homosexual, the children or otherwise, they get held accountable.
Yeah. One person, Monroe, listening to us on WMDX says, I can't tell you how many times I've been out drinking and there's a long line in the women's bathroom and I just use the men's.
I've seen that happen a lot.
That's a great point. Let's go quickly. Mark from the SAC, I always appreciate you listening. Mark, really appreciate you calling. I got about 45 seconds here. If you can make your point quick, I'll let Trigvy respond.
Yeah, does anybody remember the program Ally McBeal that was on quite a few years ago?
Sure.
Now, but I mean, that they had gender-neutral bathrooms there. They just had stalls. They went all the way down to the floor for the doors on them.
Right.
And we're all adults here. I mean, God's sake, people are going to the bathroom to go to the bathroom.
Right.
99.9999% of the time, that's all they're interested in going to the bathroom for.
Exactly right.
These people are asinine if they're in that kind of meltdown over it.
I always appreciate it. Mark from the SAC, really appreciate up there. Prayer to SAC. Appreciate you calling in, Mark. Trigvy, got about a minute and a half left here. I'll open it up to you however you want to end the show today.
Well,
I mean, we've had a lot to talk about today. It's been a little,
yeah, and we didn't. I'm actually, if you knew what was going through my head after Mark and DeSac, I'm thinking about Lambeau Field and how they used to just have the trough
kind of
bathrooms in the men's room, and now they've gone to urinals.
Right? It was the same way at Camp Randall.
Why they made that upgrade, I don't know. It was kind of better, but it was
trough.
A lot faster.
Right?
I mean, I just think. Here's the thing, is that we should encourage people to live how they are. And and honestly, I think about why I became a Republican long ago and why I'm no longer a Republican. And really, it comes back down to the idea. I really don't like people in government telling. I didn't want Ted Kennedy and a bunch of left wing people telling me what to do and how to live my life and how others should live their lives. And I really don't like Scott Walker or Greg Abbott or any of these people trying to tell my daughters how to live their lives. just, you know what, like, embrace really what, embrace what God's made. Lots of different colors of humanity.
Perfectly said. Trevi Olson, Lincoln Project. Thank you so much, my friend. See you next Wednesday. Back on Hour 2 after this.
Yeah.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.